Title: What to Watch, Forthcoming Limitation on DTC Pharmaceutical Ads. Content: This month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, quietly published its unified agenda, which includes a proposed rulemaking that, if finalized, would fundamentally reshape the landscape of prescription drug marketing in the United States. While this was not an unexpected development, companies that operate within or adjacent pharmaceutical advertising should tune in to see whether the administration can ultimately deliver on its promise to ban direct-to-consumer, DTC, pharmaceutical advertising. Under the proposed rule, titled Transparency in Direct-to-Consumer Advertising, RIN 0910AJ14, pharmaceutical manufacturers would no longer be able to satisfy their statutory disclosure obligations by directing television and radio audiences to a website, toll-free number, or printed insert. Instead, DTC ads broadcast through media like radio and television would be required to disclose all relevant risk and safety information to consumers within the confines of the ad itself. According to FDA, it proposed the rule to close what it deems the adequate provision loophole, a framework established in 1997, which allows companies to achieve fair balance in drug advertising by including a high-level risk statement and, instead of including detailed risk information in the ad itself, pointing viewers to a website, toll-free number, or print insert for more complete information. FDA claims that this loophole has enabled pharmaceutical companies to withhold vital safety information in advertisements. The proposed rulemaking is the regulatory vehicle through which FDA intends to carry a directive established in a September 9, 2025 presidential memorandum, which instructed the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and FDA to take appropriate action to ensure transparency and accuracy in direct-to-consumer prescription drug advertising. If finalized, this move functionally bans DTC broadcast ads by making them so lengthy as to be cost-prohibitive and/or ineffective. While the FDA characterizes the proposal as a transparency measure rather than a prohibition, the practical effect on current advertising formats would be dramatic. Just about all commercials would be unable to accommodate the volume of safety disclosures that the FDA-approved labeling requires, meaning pharmaceutical companies would face a stark choice: buy significantly more airtime, compress their core marketing message, pivot entirely to unbranded, e.g., help-seeking, type advertisements for which FDA does not require fair balance, or exit broadcast advertising altogether. To contextualize the financial magnitude at play, in 2023, the top 10 pharmaceutical companies spent a combined $13.8 billion on the promotion of drugs directed at U.S. consumers and physicians. FDA anticipates the rule to be economically significant, with annual costs exceeding $100 million for at least 1 year. And we do not expect these costs to be absorbed quietly. Expect significant pushback, and not only from the pharmaceutical industry. Commercial broadcasters and telecommunications companies, which depend heavily on pharmaceutical advertising revenue as a core component of their business models, are widely anticipated to mount aggressive lobbying campaigns against this rule if and when a notice of proposed rulemaking is formally issued. A meaningful reduction in pharmaceutical ad spend could have ripple effects across the entire media and broadcast ecosystem. The notice of proposed rulemaking is currently slated for December 2026. If it comes to fruition, this proposed rule will almost certainly usher in a period of significant regulatory uncertainty in the pharmaceutical DTC advertising space. Companies with any exposure to pharmaceutical advertising, whether as manufacturers, broadcasters, media buyers, or platform operators, should be monitoring this rulemaking closely and potentially engaging counsel to assess potential impacts and, if necessary, help construct formal comments to the rulemaking itself. We will continue to track developments as they unfold. Categories: Advertising, Drug and Pharmaceutical Law, FDA. As seen in FDA Law Update.